Wednesday, the day of painting, was devoted to the study of the combinations of different colors. On that day, the learned beings of this group brought for demonstration all sorts of objects for domestic use made of very durable colored materials such as carpets, fabrics, and chinkororis, that is, drawings in various colors on skins, specially tanned to last many centuries. On these handicrafts were drawn or embroidered in many colored threads various scenes of nature on that planet and different forms of beings breeding there. Before continuing to speak about the way in which these terrestrial learned beings indicated certain fragments of knowledge in their combinations of colors, I must point out something concerning this subject which is most distressing for your favorites, and which took place in their presence, again, on account of those abnormal forms of daily existence established by them. I wish to explain to you about the gradual deterioration in the quality of those organs of perception which are formed in the presence of every kind of being, and especially about the organ that interests us at present, namely the organ for perceiving and distinguishing what is called the blending of center of gravity vibrations, which reach their planet from the spaces of the universe. I am referring to what is known as the common integral vibration issuing from all sources of actualization, which the learned being Akshar Panziar called the white ray, and also to the separate blendings of center of gravity vibrations which are perceived and distinguished by beings as different tonalities of color. You must know that from the time of the arising of the three-brain beings of the planet Earth, before the period when the organ Kundabuffer was implanted in them, and later, when this organ was totally removed from their presence, and even much later, beginning from the second Transapalnian catastrophe, almost up to the time of our third flight in person to the surface of that planet, the organ of sight was actualized in them with the same sensitivity of perception as in the common presence of all ordinary three-brain beings of the whole of our great universe. During these periods I have mentioned, in all the three-brain beings arising on your planet, this organ was formed with the requisite sensitivity to perceive the blendings of the separate center of gravity vibrations of the white ray and to distinguish one-third of all the totalities of color found in general in the presence of the planets as well as in all other cosmic concentrations, great and small. It has been precisely established by objective science that the number of separate blendings of center of gravity vibrations issuing from the common integral vibration, that is, the number of tonalities, or as your favorites say, colors, is exactly equal to one kultan panas, which, according to the calculations of the terrestrial three-brain beings, would amount to 5,784,801 tonalities. Only a third of this total number of blendings or tonalities, with the exception of the one tonality which is accessible only to the perception of our almighty endlessness, that is 1,921,600 tonalities, can be perceived as different colors by all ordinary beings on whatever planet of our great universe they arise. But if the three-brain beings complete the perfecting of their highest part and their organ for the perception of visibility, thereby acquires the sensitivity of what is called Oluestnokian sight, they can then distinguish two-thirds of the total number of tonalities existing in the universe, which according to terrestrial calculation amounts to 3,843,200 different tonalities of color. And only those three brain beings who perfect their highest being part to the state of what is called Ishmetsh become able to perceive and distinguish the total number of blendings or tonalities, with the exception of that one tonality, which, as I've already told you, is accessible to the perception of our Almighty Creator alone. Although I intend to explain to you later in detail how and why, in the presence of Insipalnian cosmic concentrations, every definite formation acquires the property, from the evolving and involving processes of the common integral vibrations, of producing various effects upon this organ of beings, nevertheless, I do not consider it superfluous to touch upon this question now. First of all, it must be said that the common integral vibration, like every already defined cosmic formation, is formed according to the completed result of the fundamental cosmic law of the holy Heptaparaparshanakh, namely that cosmic law which the three brain beings of the planet Earth of the Babylonian period called the law of sevenfoldness. In other words, this vibration consists of seven complexes of results, or, as is sometimes said, seven classes of vibrations, issuing from cosmic sources, whose arising and further action depend on seven other sources, which in their turn arise and depend on seven further ones, and so on, right up to the first, most holy, unique, seven-propertied vibration issuing from the most holy prime source. And all these together compose the common integral vibration of all sources of the actualization of everything that exists in the universe. And later, thanks to their transformations, they actualize in the presence of the cosmic Insipalnian concentrations the number of different tonalities of color I have mentioned. And as regards the details of the most holy, unique, seven-propertied vibrations, you will understand them only when, as I have already many times promised you, I shall have explained to you in detail, in its proper time, all about the most great fundamental laws of world creation and world maintenance. And meanwhile, concerning the given case, you ought to know that when this said common integral vibration, that is what the terrestrial three brain beings call the white ray, enters with its presence proper to it into the spheres of the possibilities for its transformation in the presence of an Insipalnian planet, then there proceeds also in it, just as in the case of every already definitized cosmic arising possessing the possibility of still further actualization, that cosmic process called Jartlam. That is, it itself remains as a presence, but its essence, as it were, disintegrates and produces processes for evolution and involution by the separate gravity center vibrations of its arising, and these processes are actualized thus. One of the gravity center vibrations is derived from the others and is transformed into a third, and so on. During such transformations, this said common integral vibration, that is the white ray, acts with its gravity center vibrations upon other ordinary processes proceeding nearby in interplanetary and surplanetary arisings and decompositions, and owing to kindred vibrations, its gravity center vibrations, dependent upon and in accordance with the surrounding conditions, blend and become a part of the whole common presence of these definite intraplanetary or surplanetary formations in which the said processes proceed. So, my boy, during my personal descents to the planet Earth, I noted at first without any conscious intention on the part of my reason and later I quite intentionally verified the progressive worsening of this being organ of sight in all your favorites. Deteriorating century by century the sensitivity of perception of that organ, by means of which there chiefly proceeds in the presence of three brain beings what is called the automatic saturation by externals, which serves as the basis for the possibility of natural self-perfecting, had been diminished to such a point that at the time of our fifth stay there, during the period called by contemporary beings the period of the greatness of Babylon, your favorites could perceive and distinguish the blendings of the center of gravity vibrations of the white ray at most up to the third degree of its sevenfold strata, that is, only up to 343 different tonalities of color.